The Warriors in L.A. facing the Clippers, and DeMarcus Cousins making his presence felt early in his Warriors debut. And in 15 minutes of action, Cousins with a 14-point, 6-rebound night. Stephen Curry helping drive the action with a team-high 28 points on the evening. And Kevin Durant delivering 24 points to go with 7 boards as the Warriors take down the Clippers 112-94 the final.
It's been a long journey. I've said it plenty of times. I don't want to keep, going over the same story, but this is probably one of the best days of my life, just being out there on the floor again, playing the game that I love. My teammates were great. They supported me through this entire process. The organization has supported me through this entire process. They made it easy and smooth for me as much as they could. They understood the struggles that I went through on the daily. And like I said, they just made it as smooth and as easy as possible. So, I thank them. And like I said, it's one of the best days of my life.
DeMarcus, can you take us through what your emotions were like after that dunk and then seeing how the bench reacted?
I'm just glad to know I can still dunk. But nah, it felt good. I never in a million years would have thought that would have been my first, my first basket, playing ball again. But, I liked how it happened, and I wouldn't have changed it. I like that.
Hey, DeMarcus, over here. Was it any more different or emotional leading up to this game because of the significance of it and how long you've been out?
It was. I was extremely nervous. I was texting my family and friends kind of before the game. I talked to my brother. I talked to my sister, my older sister as well, and I was just telling them how nervous I was, and they're like, man, you've been doing this your whole life. Like, it's kind of like riding a bike. Once you learn, you kind of never forget. But I was nervous all the way up until, and stomach was tight, butterflies, BGs, whatever you want to call it. And but once the ball went up, everything kind of went out the window, and it all felt familiar.
Were you surprised how open you were from three? It seemed like all your threes were.
Yeah, 10. Man. I wonder what the scouting report is on me right now. I mean, I can shoot, but I'll take it. They made my night a little easy. So I'm not mad at it.
DeMarcus, speaking of the shooting, is this as good as you've ever felt as a three-point shooter in your career?
I can't determine that off of one game. I'm a pretty confident shooter when it comes to, shooting the long ball, but I can't determine that off one game. But it felt good tonight.
How is it to play without double teams when you have a single coverage?
This is a first, like in my entire basketball career. So I definitely can get used to this.
DeMarcus, how did it feel just to get your rhythm back? At what point did you feel like your rhythm was coming back? You started to get your touches?
Honestly, I still don't really feel like my rhythm is where I want it. Every time I kind of touched the ball, I felt like I was about to travel or kind of trip over my feet. So I would kind of catch it and just kind of take my time and then make my decision. But we kind of went on a run. I'm not even sure what part of the game it was, but we kind of went on a run, and coach came to me and was like, "You got four fouls right now," and I was like, "I feel great right now." And at that point, I was really into the game, and I was feeling my rhythm. It was kind of coming back for me. But he was asking me, I can either take you out or leave you in. But I was like, "Coach, just do what you got to do." So,
how strange was it to kind of be, everything was kind of centered on you tonight. You're getting standing O's when you're walking off after getting fouled out, stuff like that.
Man, probably the fakest love I ever received in my life. I'ma just keep it a bean. I honestly don't see how guys like Steph and Kate do it on the daily, where it's just cameras around them all day. I don't like it at all. So hopefully this is the last day of this.
DeMarcus, what did it mean for you to see Draymond Green go to bat for you in that second quarter after that no call, and then end up getting teed up by that ref?
You sure it was him going to bat for me? I think Draymond was arguing the call earlier for himself. Nah, I'm kidding. But it's a great group of guys, man. You can tell they all fight for one another. there's nothing but love in the room. Like I said, they've been great since I've walked in, so I'm not surprised at all.
Can you talk about you referred to your team as the most hated team in sports. Do you feel like this team, every night, the opposition takes it to another level on you guys?
Well, it's not even about that. Like, when it comes to opposing team, we're going to get their best effort every night, no matter who it is. It's the opposite team's Super Bowl. So, but when I was referring to that, I mean, have you seen social media? Like, man, I mean, me just sitting on the sideline throughout the season so far, like, you know, some of the things that's, you know, being said on the daily just from out of the stands, it's crazy. And it's sick to think about, like, you get this much hate from a simple game of putting a round ball through a hoop. But it's crazy. But, yeah, I stand by what I said.
Hey, DeMarcus, with some of the different Clippers trying to be physical and bait you, how did you try to handle that and respond to that?
Who was being physical?
Sometimes Cortot or Harrell.
Man, yeah. Y'all lucky this is my first day back.
Right.
I would tell you how I really feel about Buddy, but I'm gonna be cool and stay on this this straight line right now.
Fair enough.
Wait until I get mid-season form. I got something for you. DeMarcus, I saw his quotes before the game too. That's why I felt some type of way. But yeah, go ahead.
DeMarcus, you said you were dealing with things on a day-to-day basis. How were you able to keep a positive mindset around the team?
I mean, outside of basketball, like my family, like they've been my rock, my foundation through this whole process. And outside of my family, my teammates and the organization, they've been great. So when I was in the gym or around between the lines, I had, you know, the organization of my teammates to lean on. And when I was heading home, I had my family to lean on. So, I just kept it pushing.
The basketball world was kind of awaiting this return. How would you describe the on-the-court chemistry with your teammates and just finally kind of breaking that seal?
I mean, it wasn't bad. I think we can get a whole lot better, and we got a lot of potential. And honestly, this was our first time, like, playing together. Steve just kind of threw us out there in the fire. QC actually reminded me. I'm like, man, like, what's going on? And he had to remind me, like, yo, bro, this is your first time, like, playing together. Like, we haven't even really practiced together. So we got a lot of growing room.
DeMarcus, you mentioned earlier that you'd spoken to some close members of your family leading up to the game. Was there anything that anyone said that kind of maybe helped calm your nerves or helped prepare you for this experience?
My girl, she sent me a great message before the game, and it just kind of put everything in perspective for me. And she sent me this picture. It was like the day after I had my surgery, and I was sitting in a wheelchair in L.A., you know, staring out at a sunset. It wasn't planned or anything, but, you know, she called a good moment, and she just kind of sent it to me and was like, you know, think about where you are now and, you know, where you came from. And it just kind of put everything in perspective for me.
Now the Warriors stay here in L.A. as next up is a game Monday night here at Staples Center against the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.